Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Being that time, Game 7, Hoops. NHL, we've said bye-bye to. We're getting close. And the pantyhose and all that, you know, lingerie Olympics are almost over. And them helmets going to come out and the pads going to come out. There'll be a little clicking going on. And our annual rite of passage, my dear friend Big Tony, and his, he's on the plank right now. He's been able to maintain an identity. And his rightful place at the seat of football royalty, that decline begins rapidly this season. And then he will be forced to experience what a lot of us had to experience. And the next decade or so for him won't be so much fun. And I think, Bennett, I think you know what I'm talking about. It's when you go to the stadium and you pretty much know that your team doesn't have a chance to win. That's the worst feeling in the world for a sports fan.
It feels that can relate to going to a Wizards game these past couple of years.
Yeah, and with the end, and you learn to accept it. The thing that I'm encouraged by is, you know, you are offspring of OKC philosophically. They have done what I was begging for the past administrations to do, is that is commit to, and they back it up based on the people that they select. Then you watch them, you know, it's about how to, so I feel comfortable. Then you look at the teams before them. I know you're paying attention to Orlando, right?
Yeah.
It'll be a little dangerous. Detroit, that was not a fluke last year. That's part of the progression. I'm hopefully we're in that cycle. Well, like where Houston is now. That they're not. It's not a joke. They were terrible. So that's what I'm hoping for. I mean, I don't want to be in the lottery every year like we always in. It's like, when have we not been in it? It's no fun. You can see it. You can see it. And that's what we're looking for, encouraging. Do we have the right people in the right spots so that we can get better, have an all-star, have us, you know, take special players to create a special team? You don't do it just because you chatter and you cheer and you do high fives. You got to have somebody that's different. I refer to them as aliens. Question is, do you have one? Can you get one next week? They don't all have to be on the first pick or second pick. But what's your job if it's to not be able to identify one, hope you get one, hope it works within your scheme? And that's where the process comes. And then the people to make all the money in the world to try to convince you that they know what they're talking about. Suppose you close your ears and just look at their records. Then what would you say? There are a whole bunch of people that sound smart and their records are what? Awful. So what do you do? That's why Pop going up in the front office for the San Antonio Spurs, win, lose, or draw, I always feel confident that where would you put your hard-earned money behind if someone said, hey, I got a theory. I was thinking. What would you invest in that? Who would you believe? Matthew, from the District of Columbia. Welcome home.
Good to be home, Doc. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. It's game seven. I mean, how can I not be? I actually am. It's absolute oxygen to me to see people perform under pressure.
And the way the Pacers just took belt to ass on the Thunder to say, we are not done.
Halliburton, not only did he look faster and quicker than he's looked the whole series, allegedly coming off an injury, he balled out, making play after play after play. And the psychological warfare comes into this when you tell the opponent that a baller is injured, they let their guard down. They listen to that crap. Psychologically, it could have been effective.
And that's a little bit of Oklahoma's immaturity potentially showing.
Well, they're young.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. They're young, and their coach is young. He's not a jerk. He's not one of the old heads that would have probably treated him and said some vulgar things to them to get him out of it. They're young.
It could have
been the strategy of a lifetime. I mean, if Indiana wins and we get to chronicle this and really get the insight on this, this might be a great movie or bestseller.
I agree. But I actually was calling to talk about a subject you brought up just a little bit ago, and you've been talking about as a thread a little bit, which is what position in professional team sports has the most pressure on it.
Yes.
And yes. I think undoubtedly and demonstrably it's the goalie in hockey. And I have a couple of reasons for that. So let me just list them real quick if you don't mind.
Go for it.
First, they are on the ice the whole time.
Yeah.
Nobody else other than a soccer goalie is on the ice the whole time, is on the field the whole time, or in the pitch in that case. Though also players for soccer are on the field the whole time. But the speed of the game is demonstrably faster, especially given the idea of going goal to goal, right? They can go from the back of the offensive zone all the way down to your defensive zone and your goal in an instant, right? Two passes and it's done. So goalies constantly on the ice have to be paying attention and focused in like a laser. There's also the fact that in shooting the puck, they can shoot from anywhere at any time. They can do a wraparound. They can do a slap shot. They can do, a tic-tac-toe. They can do any sort of types of shots from anywhere on the ice, and you got to be focused on that at the whole time, especially with people blocking you. And then ultimately, you have to be able to play a man down. There's no other sport like that. You got to be able to play when it's man down because of a penalty, or it's six on five because they pulled their goalie. Ultimately, the ice hockey goalie has the most pressure on them because it's constant, it's fast, and it can be over. You can be overmatched with players.
I'm going to ask a question without hitting an electronic device to make you think I'm a genius, and I'm not. Why aren't they among the highest paid athletes in the world?
Oh, that's super easy. That's super easy. First, by the way, you are a doctor, so you're clearly intelligent.
In some areas.
You get this is a supply and demand issue. It's the reason why hockey is the fourth most popular sport in America, which you had mentioned before. I can play touch football with just a ball. I can play catch with a ball and a mitt. I can shoot a basket basically anywhere because there are hoops all over the place. But in America, there are very few places for a person to play pickup hockey. You got to have ice. You have to have skates.
That's the hockey moms who have to drive their kids to rinks at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Exactly. So the interest in the sport is much lower here in America. In Canada, it's obviously much higher. But in addition to the popularity of the sport, there's also the fact that the revenue for that sport, which is probably tied to popularity to a degree, is much lower than it is for the other sports. And as a result, you're only going to be able to get paid what the owner's bringing in. So in the end, that's the reason why they're paid less than their counterparts in other sports.
It is mind-boggling to me. I remember before I was bitten by the puck bug and really just appreciate, and I give Chris Russell and, you know, Steve Colby, Al Kolkin, Beninati, all those guys for their loyalty and passion. I mean, the locker, and I love our guys, the way they do games, the way Monumental puts on a pregame, postgame, endgame is just spectacular. And the way these guys compete. And to have people in front of that net blocking you, doing all that. The degree of difficulty of that little black puck. And then to watch these guys go after it the way they do, I thought, man, it's breathtaking to see this go on. And when they get a guy who's not standing on his head, they get rid of him. I saw the Dallas coach get rid of his netminder in the first period. It was a couple of great goals. They were playing Edmonton. And they pull him. I think they fired him, ultimately. So the emotion, if you get behind a guy, he's your one for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you pulled your second guy in. That's why I thought the Capitals had a real good run. Because usually you're one and done, but they were able to play a couple of net minders and still, you know, do some pretty good, decent things. I'm fascinated by it. And I just think that it's really interesting, just like Indiana. Depth and having people that are competent means a lot. Yeah.
And in hockey, you have that constant churn of players. You have four lines of forwards.
Oh, right.
You have three lines of defense. And people are on the ice for only 25, 26 seconds, sometimes a minute, but that would be a crazy amount of time to be on the ice. So it's just that kind of speed.
Right.
Let me give you this point that I make to people about hockey. If you like football, hockey's got your hitting. If you like the speed of the game, like basketball, hockey's got that. If you like the low-scoring, tight games, each goal matters, like soccer, you got that. Hockey has all of those sports put together. Plus, these guys are doing it on frickin' skates, sometimes skating backwards. What the heck?
I appreciate your time, Doc.
I'll take it off the air from here.
I appreciate
you've been
that.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I even got Scott Lind to reach out to me. And again, my brother, my puckhead brother, they had me on my pacifier. They've been really patient with me. I just don't understand why the popularity, if you're a competitor, the physicality, I mean, the way guys get checked into that glass, if you like violence, why is not more attractive? And again, I think we're going to get closer and closer to it. Because then how diehard are you as a fan? I mean, we got a lot of softies. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the run to the record, and Ovi, who's a gladiator. Now, I was attracted to him because he's a thug. I mean, to me, he's like a goal scorer, but he's a middle linebacker who scores goals, rather. That's when I knew I loved this dude because, you know, Sid the Kid was scoring goals. He's slick. He's smooth. But he's like a wide receiver. Ovi, fullback, linebacker. But in the playoffs, yeah, when we're dealing with Carolina, and I'm watching everybody like Draisaitl, I'm looking at him, I can tell, straight out thug, love him. But Ovi was no factor. I mean, he was zero. You wasn't raising no hell. So I go, okay. So if our goals, we ain't scoring no goals, how you going to win? So that told me right then, yeah, we, for the record, we was on top of it. But for the championship, we got to get a few more pieces. We got to help the brother out. That's not fair to him. He has carried this load all this while. Then I think we kind of failed him. Mitchell in New Jersey. My man, you're Iron Man. Appreciate, man, the love. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Doc? Nice to talk to you. You're hard to
catch.
Good
to hear from you.
First, I think the hardest position, hardest pressure, I think, the quarterback. You got guys that want to take your head off. Well, they can't do it literally, but you get the gist of it. It's a tough position. I think Washington should get two quality players in this draft. I guess it's too late for the Dodgers to buy the Wizards, right?
Well, that ain't happening.
Pressure's on Thunder.
Why would they want that?
Well,
they got the Lakers.
Now. You know, you can't own two teams in the same sport.
Why would you want to?
Hey, I remember they both had some good teams back in the day. And, of course, Bradley Beal was good. Pressure's on the Thunder. They put themselves in this position. And James Wood. Don't tell me he doesn't have a shot for the MVP. They should sign a long-term Aka Michael Trapp. They'll give it a shot. I think James
MVP? You mean the Nats MVP?
Especially MVP. He's having a great year. It's not his fault. He can't do everything for the team.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Depends on their record. Right now, we're struggling to see if this team is going to be viable, to be respectable, to salvage a record. But maybe you're right. And if you're right, Mitchell, we'll be the first to announce it. Appreciate the phone call. It is 2:18 in the nation's capital. Time for us pay some bills. We're going to take a break. Appreciate you reaching out on the MGM National listener line, bottom of the hour. Dr. Holder will join us. Until then, you have to deal with DOC and Bennett right here on The Fan, Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They call it game 7. Tyrese Halliburton, either way you come out of this, Mr. Big Shot is going to come out of this strong, and he damn well deserves it. I think the guy does his job as a point guard. I mean, he distributes the ball well, keeps everybody involved, comes up with shots, plays defense. I don't have a problem with him. Superstar, when someone says superstar, is that better than winner? I'm just asking a question. Seems like it's really a team player. Seems like teammates, you know, really like him. Has a very low jerk quality about him to me. I don't know. But we make these kind of decisions because we love to pigeonhole people. I did. No doubt about it in my mind. They stepped up. They avoided. There's nothing worse than having that celebration and confetti of the enemy in your home court, on your home court. That has got to be humiliating. Well, they fought that off. I'll never forget that about them. That, to me, was the best thing they did. They didn't die at home. They gave their fans that. They rose up, man. That was like Godzilla. And it was swarming. And when you, a team that defends, it reminds me of the old Bad Boys. Now, they did it with basketball and technique. The Bad Boys was just thugs. They sold them on a concept that still kind of still has a residual value for the Pistons. Pistons were tough this year. That's why I love teams that are defensively minded. That's why I hope that the Wizards did. No doubt about it in my mind. They stepped up. They avoided. There's nothing worse than having that celebration and confetti of the enemy in your home court, on your home court. That has got to be humiliating. Well, they fought that off. I'll never forget that about them. That, to me, was the best thing they did. They didn't die at home. They gave their fans that. They rose up, man. That was like Godzilla. And it was swarming. And when you, a team that defends, it reminds me of the old Bad Boys. Now, they did it with basketball and technique. The Bad Boys was just thugs. They sold them on a concept that still kind of still has a residual value for the Pistons. Pistons were tough this year. That's why I love teams that are defensively minded. That's why I hope that the Wizards, players, and the personalities within the players, you can be what you claim to be or want to be, but it's about winning. That's the thing. It's about winning. You know what you don't want to be? You know what we've been? Phoenix. What sucks more than that? Where Phoenix is right now. And I hope KD gets to land in a place that he can thrive. I mean, just that he can really, really, really thrive. So we're going to go to break again, but I hope you all join me as we wish Big Tony. Reach out to him if you see him, hug him, because the next 3 or 4 years, he's going to be miserable. And it couldn't happen to a better guy. Stay with us. We'll be right back. 2:32 in the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nation's capital. And it's that time, my weekly collaboration with Dr. Lou Holder of Holder Sports. And always a pleasure. It's been an active week. My brother, how are you?
Always a pleasure. Every time I get to talk with you, my brother, I don't take it for granted. Thank you so much. And it's always good to just chopping it up with you.
Yeah, we want to feed the DMV. And, of course, we give them a steady dose of the Commanders. Would you see this week?
Well, I see some competent behavior. I mean, I think my number one takeaway is that there's no – we're drama-free in the DMV. If the only drama that we're really talking about is that is Deebo Samuel's look out of shape? Is Terry McLaurin going to get signed? I mean, if that's the only thing that we are actually worried about, that is a far cry, Doc Walker, than threats of the FBI being in your building, the owner skimming off the top of other owners, the name, people, this, that, you know, it's just we're covering football and not foolishness. I can't overstate that. I'm still getting used to that because for as long as I've been covering this franchise, which is 22 years now, my first year was Steve Spurrier's first year and Patrick Ramsey and all that other stuff. It's always been drama, Doc. There's always been drama, especially in the off season. I really have to get myself trained to knowing that we are now covering and experiencing a football franchise. So that is my number one takeaway above anything else, is that there are adults in the room. We might disagree with some of the things the adults do along the way, but we have been, this fan base has been begging and asking for competent leadership for the longest time. And now that you have it, it is almost like you got to train yourself to start thinking that this is how it's supposed to be. And so going into the off season, they report a month from tomorrow. I think veterans report a month from tomorrow, July 22nd or somewhere in there. It's good to go into an off season where there's minimal things to talk about except football.
Yeah. And believe it or not, that's the way it ought to be.
Yeah.
But it's never really been that way around here. And we earned that. And if you think that was tough, wait till this season. Because, see, now you're not sneaking up on anybody. People have spent off seasons evaluating you, looking at you. They're going to be fearful of you now. So that's why I'm glad DQ and company is in charge, because they're not fat ratting it.
No.
They're grinding.
No, and it started last year, Doc. You know, let's take the fan base that listens to your show and watches you on TV and myself. I mean, we get the joy, we get the privilege of going inside of the facility. And so for years, the facility was just a bland facility. There's nothing bad about it, nothing. It was just, This last year, the first year, Dan Quinn and Adam Peters and Josh Harris, they started remaking that whole facility. And one of the things that I saw was there's a whole bunch of phrases and quotes throughout the whole building, painted on walls, nicely painted on walls, with Sean Taylor and Daryl Green and Doc Walker and John Riggins and Art Monk. I mean, all of this stuff is there, but there are phrases. And one of the phrases that really stuck out to me was in the main meeting room, there was a phrase that said, anybody, anywhere, anytime. And it kept coming up over and over and over and over again. And at the end of the year, I asked the players and Dan about that. And that is the number one theme that they took away from last year. And it's brilliant, because I feel, Doc, that Dan Quinn and his master motivating was preparing this team for this year, because now it truly is anybody, anywhere, anytime. They're playing on every day of the week. They're playing on different time zones. They're going to Madrid. They're not sneaking up on anybody. So it really is anybody, anywhere, anytime for this Commanders franchise.
And I'm laughing because it's so funny.
Everybody
it's
can
so
play,
funny.
Doc. Everybody can play, but how do you motivate men?
Well,
how do you get men to buy into what you're talking about? How do you get men to say, you know what, like Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz, I'm going to end my career here? How do you get players to fall in line and build a culture that has been a lot of lip service for years around here? And Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, what they've done has been a test case, like a model of what you do, because it's happened so quickly. Within a year, this team has gone from a joke to relevancy, and it is kind of fun, even if it's going to be hard as you know what to get through the schedule, because you're not sneaking up on anybody. I would sign up for this versus the foolishness that we've been going through for the last couple of decades that I've been covering the team.
Part of the beauty of having been through Joe Gibbs and that encounter is that we were had to defend a Super Bowl. We went back to back.
Mm-hmm.
So we also lost 5 in a row. We were 0-5. So when you go from 0-5 to being back-to-back, you understand exactly what DQ mentioned and as a quote. And when you're in the NFC East, there's no other way. It's either kill or be killed.
Uh-huh.
And that's why when you understand that it's run the ball and stop people from running the ball, period. I don't give a damn what you think about wide out, in, all that is nice, but it is trimming. What Philadelphia is doing is how it's done.
Yeah.
And so I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade, but I'm saying I just smile when I hear all this talk.
Yeah.
Bottom line is that championships are built from the inside out. But they already know that. See, that's what I love. I don't have to say nothing. Because these guys now running it, they get it.
Yep.
They get it. And they're going to be fine because they understand how to win. And you led off this thing the right way. You're not getting raided over there now. That's not going to happen.
Right.
And their strength and conditioning, which has always been at a very, very high level, maintains that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they have been investing money in the things, the kitchens, the weight rooms, the fields. Can you imagine how long that atrocity of that artificial surface was allowed to just be there?
Yep. No, I mean,
you talk about gross negligence. That's done. How negligent could you be? You're in a football operation, and you're chewing up valuable real estate right in the middle of your field. What a group of nitwits.
Yep.
But that's over.
It's over. So it's over, and it's another thing, Doc, is that everything remains the same. Like, the whole coaching staff wanted to be back to do this thing again, right?
Unfinished business.
And so that is also exciting. Like, you know, when you go to a school and you go to a different school and there's a whole new teachers, whole new this, whole new, there's none of that. Like, Jaden Daniels is going to be in the same offensive system for 2 years in a row. I mean, Jason Campbell would have signed up for that. I mean, there's so many quarterbacks that would have signed up for that that never got a chance to do that. And so the fact that most of the assistant coaches, there's no turnover. Everybody wants to come and run this thing back. Man, you're not starting from ground zero in your teaching and your install and whatever other words you want to use. You're not starting from ground zero. You're starting from an accelerated pace. And anybody who comes in, Tunsil, Deebo Samuels, they now have to Marshawn Lattimore, they now have to match the quick culture that was set from just 1 year. From 1 year, they're going to police themselves up in there, Doc. And that is another good thing about it. There's not going to be any, you know, Josh Normans or whoever was just, you know, beefing or whatever. There's not going to be any of that because those guys, the captains, are true captains, and they're going to hold everything in check. And it won't even have to get to Dan Quinn and Witt and Kingsbury. Yo, they'll take care of that in the locker room themselves. Right?
All right, we got a lot I want to get through before our time runs up. I want to take you through a couple of segments. So quickly, I know that the Lee Elder Golf outing on Juneteenth, let us know a little bit about that before we go to break, and then I want to talk about Caitlin Clark and the big weekend you got coming up in Baltimore.
Yeah, so I had a chance to play in this Lee Elder celebrity or golf charity classic, and it was at Langston, and I just feel that you know, it was just important to go and honor the ones, the Lee Elders, the Charlie Sifferts, the one that made it available for people of color, minorities, to play golf and to see the kids out there helping us caddy and to be part of a great cause. Former Mayor Anthony Williams was given an achievement award. Mark Barnes, the person who does all the partying and gets all the entertainment going in the city, he was honored. And it was just a great, great time to be on hallowed ground. You know, I love golf. You love golf. We know so many people that love golf. And to know that Lee Elder and Charlie Sifford and people like that were the ones that made it possible, it kind of chokes me up. It should choke you up. It should choke everybody up that there's now people, golf is for everybody now. golf is for everybody because of those men. And I just thank you for letting me talk about that, because I just feel it was a great time.
Look,
and it needs to be talked about, because those are, we play in a lot of tournaments. I've seen you at 3 tournaments already this summer season. And I love what golf brings together with groups.
You see me hanging and handing out gifts. My back won't lie. I ain't seen me swing, but I am passing out gifts and encouraging people, because they're for good causes and raising money. And I want to also mention that our dear friend Clarence Goldsboro Jr., his oldest son, Ethan, just won a tournament out in Atlanta.
That's
something to give shout-outs for, just keeping young people's minds in the game. Because,
it's a beautiful game. It's a beautiful game. It's a thinking man's game that anybody can play.
Exactly.
Because you're playing against the course, not against somebody else. And that's why you and I both got into golf for other reasons. I mean, we're going to these celebrity tournaments, and you don't want to stink and suck, so you learn the game and you want to understand and everything. Why was Michael Jordan so into this thing while he was playing, and why do all these people love golf? And now that you got the bug, whether you're in the clubhouse, handing out gifts, or being around it, you see why the sport is so popular, because it literally is for everybody.
And you can't master it. It will kick your behind. We're going to ask Brother Holder to hold over, because I want to ask you about the WNBA.
Yeah.
I mean, watching last night. I mean, every night that I intake, I can't get it. I love it. I love what's going on. The physicality is crazy. Mystics, I love the direction. I can see where they're going, and it makes sense. Lou Holder, will hold him over. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back right here. And all this is possible courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Back in a moment. Oh, I just had a great moment with the youngest in charge, Toby Altizer. I'll tell you what, man. You talking about a flamethrower. This young man is rolling. Speaking of flamethrower, we welcome back in Dr. Lou Holder, Holder Sports. And Lou, I've always been so proud of you, because your passion, first of all, soccer, lacrosse, tennis, beyond the football, basketball, baseball, you've always treated, quote, other sports, secondary sports, with the same enthusiasm as you do the Super Bowl. And now some of those sports are mainliners, and we do look at it that way. And the WNBA is growing, man, like a weed, and I enjoy the action.
Man, we talked about this for a while, Doc. And I mean, I got my passion for women's basketball covering UConn for 2 years, and I never lost it. To see Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi and all them before they became stars, Swing Cash. I mean, I saw 3 Hall of Famers on the same team playing. They went 39-0 and beat Stacey Dale Schumann's Oklahoma team in the championship. I was hooked. That's their professional sport up in Connecticut, is the UConn basketball teams. Caron Butler was up there at the same time, and Geno's winning championships left and right. So I took that with me to covering, and I got here, and Brenda Freeze wins a national championship more than 2 years after I get here. And now, but there's the explosion now in the last couple years. It's just fabulous. And you know, they're in the conversation, whether you like it or not, because of the competitiveness, the names, the coaches, the feeder system now, which is the colleges now, and it's coming. It's coming. You still got Juju. You still got Kiki. You still got a whole bunch that are coming. This thing is a wave right now, and I literally, people are up watching women's basketball. I mean, watching the Mystics and the Sky the other night, and our Kiki Arafin against Angel
Reese.
I mean, every night there's matchups now that this is exciting. And if you are a sports fan, you love all sports and the competition. And you know, Caitlin Clark is that lightning rod, whether he's Larry Bird, whatever you want to call it, people are watching to see what happens every single night. And it's just fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We asked a question a little earlier about game 7s. and the significance of it. I saw my first Game 7 hat. I'd never seen one and can't wait to get one. And the significance, what is it to you, the significance of Game 7?
Oh, man, it's everything. I mean, those are the best words in sports, you know, and it's just there's no better scenario than to put up or shut up. Like, this is it now. There's no other games in those particular sports. There's no other games. And I just feel that this Game 7 has been very, very interesting because they're two different fan bases. They're not L.A. It's not Philadelphia. It's not Boston. It's not one of the San Antonio. These are new stars, new infuse of talent in there. And I just feel that the fact that it went 7 games, good for them. It should have gone 7 games. This was a very competitive series, and there's storylines all over the place. And I think this is well deserving. I know when I'm watching Sunday night.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, and I understand it very, very well. You've got a big weekend coming up in Baltimore before we hit the clock. Give us a little bit about what we can expect. What is it, a symposium?
Yeah, it's a symposium. It's a Champions and a Legends weekend put on by ABIS, which is Advancing Beyond in Sports. Doc, you and I are around a lot of pauses and a lot of think tanks and a lot of places where you can talk about certain things. And I just, what founder Gary Charles is doing, and shout out to Renee Miles Payne and April Taylor and BSU, Bowie State University Athletic Director Clyde Dowdy, for introducing me to this concept. And the people that they symposium, I'm going to be moderating a symposium on mental wellness in sports, which is a big deal, this mental thing and how students and how players and how athletes are handling the mental aspect of sports. That's the panel that I'm going to be, one of the panels that I'm going to be moderating. I'm also going to be having a fireside chat with Lawrence Hamm, the Senior Director of Business Development for Events DC. Lawrence Hamm is responsible. He's been very instrumental in getting a lot of events to Washington, DC, one of them being the NFL draft coming up in a couple of years. He was very quiet, sneaky, powerful, up-and-coming executive in the space. And then at night, they're honoring three people that you are very familiar with, Doc Walker. They're honoring Sonny Vaccaro, the Nike executive for Lifetime Achievement Award. John Lucas, Maryland legend, is getting a legacy award. And then our guy, Walt Williams, is getting an award as well. And we can't talk enough about Walt Williams and how he saved the Maryland basketball program when it was on its deathbed. So it's a great weekend going up in Baltimore. And I just hope that people can come up and invest in good conversation and honor these people that have been very, very instrumental in the movement of sports. Racial equality and all things like that. So I'm very interested and very invested in this particular organization, and I'm looking forward to it. Next weekend in Baltimore.
To get the bottom line to that, my brother, we appreciate the knowledge that you dropped on us right now. Enjoy it. Nothing but blessings to that, to the family. And Bennett, I told you he was going to be throwing high heat. I told you too, Benny.
Hey. Like, talking like about heat, stay cool out there, Doc. Stay cool out there. This heat wave is going to be real.
Oh, I know it. I know I'm built for it.
All right.
I'm built for it. I mean, we have to do this with 35 pounds of gear on. Like our armed forces, man. Look at all the people that wear uniforms in this, man. But you built for it. But I appreciate you being concerned. And where I'm going, there'd be plenty of trees. Otherwise, there would be no me. No doubt about it. God bless you, my brother. Hope we do it again next week if we get the opportunity. Bennett, you good?
We're good.
All right, man. It's been a pleasure. And thank you for hooking the youngest in charge, Toby Altizer. got a chance to rap to the young superstar, and that was good. I enjoyed that. And I know he's going to be in a rotten mood. The Curly W's did not get the job done, and they have the Big Blue Machine again tonight, so I'm sure he will be very instrumental in breaking that thing down and dissecting it, doing this whole thing. You got any big plans, Ben? All right, brother. We are out of here, man. God bless all of you. Appreciate you. Enjoy the youngest in charge. He's next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.